This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll talk about this U.S.-Ukraine thing in a moment. Looks like the elite communist scum have had enough of one of the street communist scum creating the monster that you actually fear the most. All that and so much more. We'll get to emails and other things this hour, but let's dig into this. So I've been digging in more and more and more recently to the Ukraine angle. And here's what I mean when I say angle. I need to explain myself. It's not the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's not what I'm talking about. It's not what's happening with Ukraine. It's not what's happening with Zelensky and whatnot. Honestly, neither of those countries are of great concern to me. They just aren't. Okay, Putin's a bad guy, invaded Ukraine. Zelensky's very clearly a bad guy. Okay, Ukraine was a terribly corrupt place before the war, is still and will be afterwards, and so is Russia. These are not things that I'm worried about. Okay, so set that side of it aside. One thing I can't help but notice is how unbelievably committed to this conflict America is. And not just America, it's all the Western countries, but let's just make it about America. And we're not even talking the standard Mitt Romney invade every part of the planet rah rah stuff. You've heard speech after speech after speech from Democrats, Republicans, you name it, how this is the most important thing on the planet. It's the most important issue in the world. How many World War II comparisons have you heard? Well, Vladimir Putin's going to march through Europe. How many times have you heard something about this? Endlessly. Endlessly you've heard that this is the most important thing in the world. It's all that matters. Remember Mike Johnson? Remember this, Mike Johnson? Mike Johnson pledged, he committed when he was Speaker of the House that there would be no foreign aid, no foreign money until the border was secure. And he capitulated on that. He collapsed like a house of cards in 5 seconds, almost immediately. Okay, forget about that border. Remember this?
We've been pressing the White House every day for answers to critical questions the American people are owed, and we have to know that. We have to know strategy, end game. How does Ukraine get out of that conflict? Why aren't the critical weapons systems that have been requested and necessary to push Russia back been supplied by the White House? I mean, I met with President Zelensky when he was in town last before Christmas, and he said they haven't gotten the weapons system they asked for. So, in other words, the White House is not even providing the assistance that has been needed, and yet they're asking for more billions? There's a lot of work yet here to be done, and I understand the frustration of the American people. We share it as well.
The best you can get out of Republicans is, we're not helping Ukraine enough. And remember, he passed that big foreign aid bill, all that money for Ukraine, no border security, just violated his word, openly, blatantly violated his word. Well, I mean, I was going to keep border security in there, but then I got a security briefing and I realized it's the most important thing in the world.
We know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by Israel, our close ally and dear friend, and we're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe. These are important responsibilities.
America. March through Europe. He can't even march through Ukraine. March through Europe. Hasn't it been bizarre? Remember Randy Weingarten, communist John Denver, the head of the teachers union here in America? Remember when she flew to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky? Why is the teacher union lady? What is the deal? I've known there's something more there for a long time. And you may remember I did a long interview, at least on my television show. Remember, I have a TV show every night, too, on the First TV. I've done now a couple very long interviews with a guy, Mike Benz is his name. Very, very, very sharp guy. Kind of guy who knows where a lot of these bodies are buried. And Mike Benz has kind of elaborated in much more depth on something we've talked about on the show. This is very obviously about money. This has got to be about money. Money for business interests, money for nation states, because this is not about democracy or freedom or stopping World War III or any of those things. That's all a lie. That's what they're selling us. Well, I have a couple little things to pair with that. Headline, it's from the Post-Millennial. U.S. and Ukraine to sign 10-year security deal for troop training, weapons production, and ongoing military aid. We not only are mired in this conflict, we've just signed a deal to shovel unending amounts of cash to this place for the next 10 years. And then, remember how I just said, this has got to be about money? Here's Lindsey Graham.
They're sitting on $10 to $12 trillion of critical minerals in Ukraine. They could be the richest country in all of Europe. I don't want to give that money and those assets to Putin to share with China. If we help Ukraine now, they can become the best business partner we ever dreamed of. That $10 to $12 trillion of critical mineral assets could be used by Ukraine and the West, not given to Putin and China. This is a very big deal how Ukraine...
And there it is, isn't it? Pretty much breaks it down quite simply, doesn't it? This is about money. This is about finance giants making billions of dollars to rebuild Ukraine. This is about defense contractors making gobs and gobs and gobs of money while you can't afford groceries or a family vacation. Defense contractors are printing money. You want to make yourself scream? Do some digging and go look at the bonuses of defense contractor CEOs. It'll make you pull your hair out. If I had any left, I would pull mine out. This is about money. This is about money poured into the coffers of political candidates, Republican and Democrat. This has nothing to do with stopping Putin from marching through Europe. This has nothing to do with protecting democracy or freedom or any of those other things. This whole daggone ugly affair is about money. All at a time when we are running out of it. Jobs. Here was Jerome Powell.
You have payroll jobs still coming in strong, even though they, you know, there's an argument that they may be a bit overstated, but still, they're strong.
A bit overstated? Here's a stat for you. 75% of jobs created have gone to immigrants. They're looting the American treasury. They're pillaging the American citizen. Destroying the value of your dollar, buying new citizens for a $500 Visa card and a stay at the Radisson in New York City, all while lining their own pockets with defense contractor cash, finance cash, and all of this is to loot Ukraine. To, quote, rebuild it, loot it, and everything else while we suffer. And the sad part of this situation is... there is nobody who is going to stop it. Nobody. No one. Not Republicans. Republicans are as guilty, if not more, than Democrats. We have two major political parties. Neither of them have even feigned interest in stopping it. It is something to watch your country be bled dry by evil people who lead both parties and to feel relatively helpless to stop it. Gosh, I can't friggin' stand it. All right, let's do some other things. Jesse, my dime and I are going to have our first child this fall, and he's going to be a boy. We both have liked the name Jesse for a long time, but the wife will not name him Jesse now because I talk about you too much. She even said I'd probably email you telling you that my kid was named after you. Go figure. Anyways, look, the decision's already been made. There is nothing else you can name that kid now. Do you want your child to be great? Do you want your child to have a lot of maturity? That child has to be named Jesse. Maybe your child will also attend a fully accredited community college one day like I did. Maybe your child will be a top five napper like I am. Maybe your child will come up with the world's greatest burger recipe. Well, second greatest. No matter how good your kid is, it won't top mine. The kid has to be named Jesse. Tell your woman that kid has to be named Jesse. All right, we'll do some more emails, but I want to get to a couple things. First, the elite commies versus the street commies, and creating the monster that you then fight or that you claim to fear. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's talk about something incredible. Have you ever, you know, the nonprofit world's a big world out there. A whole lot of charities and nonprofits. You want to feel gross? I got this feeling. I worked in the nonprofit industry for 1 year. And I got to see behind the curtain, and it sickened me. These nonprofits, they take your money, and they pay it to their CEO, private jets, parties in Aspen, and precious little of it actually gets to what you thought you were donating to. Go look up the charity ratings of all these nonprofits. While you're there, go look up Tunnel to Towers. Your money goes to widows and orphans like it's supposed to. That's where your $11 a month goes. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So, for you new listeners, we need to cover something that I've covered many times before, but it's important to understand it. There is a difference between street communist scum and elite communist scum, right? All right, who are the elite communist scum? Democrat politicians, the Joe Bidens, Hillary Clintons, big shot Democrat donors, George Soros, Bill Gates, those types. Elite communist scum. They are the real power. They have the real power. They don't necessarily believe in communism or any of those other things. They believe in acquiring more money and power for themselves. And communism is simply a good way to do that. That's what communism really is in the end. It's blood-sucking a society dry of all its power and money and giving it to the hands of just a few people. That's what communism is. It's what it always has been. It's what it is now, okay? So the elites understand that communism is an effective vessel to hoover up more money and power for themselves. The elites don't actually care. That's why it's the most mind-numbingly ridiculous thing in the world to say when you point at John Kerry and say, oh, John Kerry claims to care about climate change, but he's on a private jet. Well, yeah, John Kerry doesn't care about climate change. John Kerry understands that this world is full of morons with the IQ of a bar of soap who believe that man and fumes are somehow changing the climate, and he understands he can use all those morons to gain more money and power for himself. So he flies around the world on his private jet and pretends to care about it, and he's not swayed or concerned by the hypocrisy of it, of course, because he doesn't believe in it anyway. All right, that's the elite communist scum. Now let's go to the street communist scum. You know who they are. Black Lives Matter. All the LGBTQ filth.
Why
in the streets.
Are you gay?
The feminazis, you know, all the street animals, Antifa, those types. They are true believers. They really do just want to burn America down. I hate this place. Burn it down. That's how they think. Okay. To their credit, they are true believers. Now, they work with each other, the elites in the streets. The elites need the streets to cause chaos, angst, anger, hurt their political opponents and or intimidate them. They have value there. The streets need the elites. They need the legal cover the elites give to them. So that's why, oh, how do they get away with this? Why is Antifa doing this? A couple of these Black Lives Matter scumbags Molotov cocktailed an NYPD cop car during the St. George Floyd riots. That comes with something like a 20-year prison sentence, and they're out in 18 months. You see, they work together. But there is something the streets have never understood. The elites have always understood this. The streets have not. The elites, they're the only ones who are allowed to have real power. And if you're one of the street animals and you want to make the transition from being a street to an elite, and they all do, they all do. Almost every Democrat politician you see today was a street animal at one point in time in their history. Oh, I marched with this. I did with that. They've all done this stuff. But if you want to graduate from the streets to the elites, no more throwing poop on people. You want to walk the halls of Congress. You want to do something fancy. They will let you. However, you have to civilize yourself. Because if you continue to act like an animal in the halls of power, then what you do is you jeopardize their power. You see, Hillary Clinton, she doesn't care that Antifa just shot a Trump supporter in the face in Portland and killed him. Remember that story? Hillary Clinton doesn't care about that. It happened in Portland. It's not her problem, whatever. But what she can't have is Congressman Antifa shooting someone in the face in Capitol Hill. That creates problems for her. Political problems. Now you're jeopardizing her power. Now you gotta go. You see, if you leave the streets to become an elite, you gotta learn how to use your napkin. You gotta put your fork just where it is. You gotta learn to say please and thank you. You have to shower every day. You have to stop your street animal ways. And if you don't, if you refuse to, and it happens, it happens a lot. If you get there and you don't want to, no, just burn America down. Well, they're going to get rid of you because you don't have the real power. Jamal Bowman was one of these types out of New York City. I've brought him up many times before. He couldn't help himself. He's been a street animal his whole life. He gets to Congress. And remember when he pulled the fire alarm on camera? He went and pulled the fire alarm to interrupt the congressional proceeding. Again, he only knows how to act like an animal. He only knows how to act like a barbarian. That's the kind of thing he's always done. Remember, he got like a 2 or 3 hour long sit down with Hakeem Jeffries after that? Hakeem Jeffries had to pull him in and say, hey, oh my gosh, please stop acting like an animal. But he couldn't help himself. He kept going to the news every other day, kill all the Jews. You know, he hates Jews and that kind of a thing. And now you have headlines like this. Hillary Clinton endorses Representative Jamal Bowman's Democratic primary challenger. Jamal Bowman will not be in Congress very much longer because the animal couldn't control himself. Always remember that's how it works, all right? And always remember this. When there's a $25 extravaganza sale at MyPillow, you need to take advantage of it. That's equally important that you remember that. Especially when, look, I'm going to talk to you about the sandals. Sandals you wear around the house are glorious. But when you can wear sandals indoor, outdoor, and you can wear them around the house all day, if I'm just messing around the house, barbecuing, whatever, Saturday, Sunday, I will wear my MyPillow sandals indoor, outdoor, no matter what I'm doing. And the best part is, at the end of the day, my back doesn't hurt. My knees don't hurt. Because these aren't just cheap garbage rubber sandals they threw together. They took a lot of time. These things are normally expensive. Right now, they're $25. Go get a pair of MyPillow sandals for yourself and the person you love the most. You will die for these things. Actually, please don't die for them. Just wear them. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listeners Special Square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show and you should, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Email anything, including your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. You can get those in right now. Sometimes I even pick some up during the week, like this one. Jesse, I was recently eating at an Asian restaurant with other white American dudes. The restaurant of choice gave out chopsticks along with silverware. I can eat with chopsticks, so I made the choice based on experience. I just prefer a fork. All the others at the table tried using chopsticks, started ragging on me while I confidently stood my ground. Forks are vastly superior to chopsticks in every way. It's not like we were at some business in downtown Tokyo where cultural aspects may earn you some points. What say you? His name is Dan. See, what we have here, Dan and others, is we have a difference in priorities. And in fact, I run into this in my own house, in my own life, with me and the wife. And I'll just explain. And it's come back to the Asian restaurant, all right? She is a very, very healthy person. You know, she was a world-class gymnast, you know, the deal, the works. She's one of these people, she tracks her calories, she works out like a beast, she's trying to organic this and healthy that and all that stuff, right? That's who she is. And I'm glad she is that way. It keeps her hot, and that's the most important thing. What, Chris? Now, me, polar opposite is probably fair, but when it comes to food, she says it's an unhealthy obsession with food, and that's probably fair. She has said this many times to me in our marriage. She said, you look at food, other people's food, the way most guys look at other women. And she has caught me doing this many times in the restaurant. No matter who walks by, if it's a waiter with a plate full of food, a tray full of food, I'll be rubbernecking. I'll be gawking at, ooh, did you see that? That looks good. I'll talk to people beside me. Hey, well, how is that? That looks good. Is that the stuffed shrimp? What did you think? Like, food, it really is way too much for me, to the point where I'm almost positive it's sinful. You know, gluttony is a sin. I'm almost positive I'm guilty of it. Food affects my mood. Chris and Micah will back that up. It's not just, you know, I'm hungry, I'm in a bad mood. If I have a crappy meal, and let's say I have two, breakfast sucked, and then we got lunch, it was cold, they forgot the cheese on my burger or something, I'll be in a bad mood. And I don't like this about me. I want to be clear. And vice versa, I get home and the wife has one of her spreads laid out, one of, you know, fettuccine, whatever various things she makes, and I stuff myself full of food. You could ask me for a new car. I'd probably get it for you. I'm just the happiest man on the planet. All right? So when it comes to restaurants, oftentimes my wife and I will approach it in different ways. She views the experience as being a critical part of going out to a restaurant. I have no interest or use for the experience at all. If you told her that there was this restaurant right there on the ocean, it's right on the beach, and in fact, you can eat out on the patio overlooking the water as the waves crash in, The food, oh, it's very average, but the view is beautiful. She would eat at that restaurant without a moment of hesitation. I would never go to a restaurant with crappy food because I can look at the ocean. The Hooters types of the world, these restaurants are big now. They're selling that too, where you have young dimes and you put them in a little tank top and some shorty shorts and they're out there serving chicken wings. I don't go to those places. Why don't I go to those places? Well, just beyond anything else, the food sucks. Why does the food suck? Because it can suck. It can suck because they're selling something different. They're selling the view, right? Well, I don't go out to eat for the view. And I'm not trying to act like I'm in the Navy. You know, I like a pretty dime as much as anyone else. When I go out to eat, I go out to eat good food. If you told me there was the best restaurant on the planet and it was in the most rundown, decrepit ghetto on the planet, and that there were cockroaches on the floor, but the food was the best thing you've ever eaten, I would go eat at that place all the time. And that's not Waffle House, Chris. That's not fair. There's some cleanliness problems in Waffle House, but they've cleaned a lot of that up. Anyway, now that takes us back to your Asian restaurant question. The fork or the chopsticks? Your buddies are ragging on you because they want to feel a little Asian. They want to do the chopstick thing while they eat their lo mein or eat their fried rice because for them, that's part of the experience of going out. It all is just a matter of how you view food and the restaurant life. I would never in a million years voluntarily use chopsticks. Why would I make it more difficult to get the food I came to eat from my plate into my mouth? I'm not claiming I'm right. I just want you to understand that's what you're dealing with here. It's just a different view of the restaurant experience. Now, I'm going to cover a couple things before I get back to any more emails. One, Rachel Maddow, that useless host on MSNBC, she lamented on her show that she's worried that Trump will send her and other civilians to camps. And I was thinking about this a lot because it's an old lesson. It's an old saying, and it's a lesson that's been woven into many stories throughout history, is be very, very careful when you are fighting against a monster that doesn't exist, because you might inadvertently create that monster. What's a good example? Well, I was just talking about the wife. Let's make it about her. She's not one of these big spending types. It's just not, she's not a big shopper, but you know what? Let's go off of that. She's not a big shopper. What if I came home tonight and said, "What'd you do, more shopping today? I bet you were shopping all day." And I came home tomorrow, "What'd you spend money on today? Shopping? More shopping?" And then tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. How long would it be before she said, "You know what? Screw this. If I'm going to be accused of this every day, I'm doing some shopping. I'm buying a new pretty little dress, and I'm buying some shoes, and I can create the monster that doesn't exist." Let me warn you communists of something. All you communists hate listening to the show. You need to hear me here, and I know you hate me. That's fine. I'm not asking you to like me. I don't like you either. But you better hear me here. You are going to create the right-wing monster on your own. By pretending that Trump is that guy, you are going to bring about that guy. And you've already gone a long way to doing that. Trump is a moderate, a pragmatic guy who wants to strike deals with people and move things forward. He's not a political ideologue. He never has been. You have turned him into some right-wing fascist in your mind, and then you've talked about him and attacked him as if he is that fascist. "No, we have to arrest him. No, we have to. He's a Nazi. He's Hitler. No, arrest him. No matter what you do, just stop Trump at any cost." And in your mental illness, your efforts to attack Trump and destroy him in any way you possibly can, it has done so much to creating that monster. It won't be Trump. But there's a guy, maybe he's 15 watching right now. There's a guy out there. he's watching you act like an animal, and he's going to treat you like an animal one day. I'm telling you right now, you are going to create the monster you pretend currently exists. You watch. It's coming. It's coming. And I'll be laughing when that day gets here, just so you know. Now, speaking of animals, how do you treat your animals? Your dog. Do you make sure your dog has good food? Well, yeah, Jesse, we buy dog food at the dog store. Okay. Do you know that there's no nutrition in that dog food? If your dog's food is brown, your dog doesn't get nutrition. Your dog gets empty calories. Well, no, you don't understand. We got him the special shrimp blend. No. Yeah, there may have been shrimp in it at one point in time. They cremated all that crap at the factory so it would last longer on the shelf. That doesn't mean you have to stop giving him his shrimp blend. Start pouring rough greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who's a Green Beret, I should note. He gives it to his dogs. I give it to my dog. You will see physical differences in your dog. A free bag for you. Free Jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Going to try to get to a couple emails here if I have time before I get to headlines. But I did want to get to this really quickly. Oh, I saw the Rear Admiral was out there talking about the pride flag.
I also hope that most Americans can understand the difference between a flag that symbolizes, love and acceptance and signals to people who have sometimes feared for their safety that they're going to be okay, and insurrectionist symbology. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, your flag's garbage. Burn it. It's filth. It's garbage. Now, I saw this one. This is from Pew Research. Between 1994 and 2017, the Democrats shifted drastically to the left. The Republicans didn't hardly shift at all to the right. Now, why is that? It's that way because Democrats, they have a voting base of communists who care about their will, about their view of America, and they have chosen to enforce their will. So when a Democrat primary comes up, the street animals will flood it, and they'll demand their candidate do all the revolutionary things they want done. The Democrat primary voter is a legion of rabid communists demanding revolution. Therefore, the Democrat Party has gone left, left, left. Why hasn't the Republican Party shifted at all? Because when it comes time for the primary, the only people who even bother showing up in the Republican primary are the 70-year-olds who watch Fox News every single day, and they're voting for Lindsey Graham because he sounded great last night when he was talking about America. We have got to start participating in primaries. And you know what? I'm sick to death of every time I show up at a local election or a primary, it's all old people in there. And you know I'm not anti-old people. Where are the young people? Where are the young people? It's only 80-year-olds working. It's only 80-year-olds voting. Are you young people not aware that your country, you've got to live in it longer than the 80-year-old? Get involved. You want the Republican Party to finally get some testosterone? Then you've got to go out and get involved. Even Chuck can't get the Republicans where they need to be. You have to do it by voting the losers out in the primary. And allow me to spoil something for you. If you see him on Fox News, he probably sucks. Go vote against him. And when in doubt, Vote them out. Jesse, how do I know if my congressman's good? Well, let me spoil it for you. There's about a 90% chance your congressman sucks. So show up in your primary and vote against whoever the dork incumbent is. Oh, but I met him once. I don't give a crap. I saw him on the news. So what? He sucks. I can't take it anymore. We sit on our hands and sit on our hands and sit on our hands. And then we're looking at them saying, wow, I can't believe how far left they've gone. Why isn't the Republican Party fighting for me? The Republican Party doesn't fight for you because you don't get off your rear end to go vote them out in the primary. The Republican Party doesn't fight for you because they don't fear you. The Democrat congressman, the Democrat senator, the Democrat president, he understands he has to speak to his most rabid believers, and he speaks to them often, and he understands he has to deliver for them. The Republican congressman, senator, presidential candidate, he knows he can spit in your face 1,000 times over and then run an ad when it comes time for campaign season talking about how he loves guns. After all, I go pheasant hunting with grandma. And he knows the idiot Republican primary voters will say, wow, I love Senator Cornyn. After all, he's Texas. I saw him with cowboy boots on. And I'm not speaking to you specifically. I know you get involved, but you know how frustrated I get with the norms and normas and the lazy people out there who don't get involved. And don't you dare email me and say, well, they're all stolen. That's a lie. You're lazy. Do they steal presidential elections? Of course. Of course. I've never denied that. I think they stole 2020. I know that. Your school board isn't run by the commies because it's stolen. It's run by the commies because you're lazy. That's why. Let's get involved. Take ownership of saving this country. Gosh. And take some chalk while you're at it. Get yourself energized and ready to go. It's not just the GOP that needs it. Very clearly, we as a voting base need it too. If you ever say, oh, man, I don't really want to get involved, get your chalk. Natural herbal supplements. Female vitality stacks for women. Male vitality stacks for men. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. That's insane. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or if you want to talk to somebody, they realize a lot of people want to talk to people, and that's fine. I'm that way. Here's what you do. Pick up your phone. You can call or text, and the number is 50-CHOK-3000. 50-CHOK-3000. All right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Fitness center internal memo labels pride and BLM symbols freedom of expression and bans the U.S. flag except for holidays. Which fitness center would that be? That would be 24-hour fitness. So if you are a member, you know what you need to do now. Put your money where your morals are. FBI interrogates co-workers and about whistleblowers' political views. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they have what's called a security division, and this might be the most evil branch of that evil state police agency. I talked to the former agents I know and some current ones. We speak off the books, if you will. They are doing an active purge of anybody who dissents from communist view. I'm telling you, frightening things are going to come out of that building. Democrat candidate calls for Trump voter re-education camps. Oh, what a shock. Another Democrat calling for violence or camps. Merrick Garland says unfounded attacks on the Justice Department must end. No, as an American citizen, you should be speaking boldly and loudly and often about the evils of the justice system in this country. The credibility must go away in people's minds. Biden moves to give mass amnesty to paroled illegal immigrants married to U.S. citizens. They are going to move at breakneck speed now, making sure every one of these people they've let in the country gets to stay here permanently. They're going to try to make sure these gains are permanent gains. Again, this Trump mass deportation effort he talks about is the most critical part of his presidency. If he gets another one, let's hope we can get it done. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.